Good evening. Glad to see everyone here tonight. If I stumble a little more than Kevin, you'll understand. My native language isn't English, so I might struggle a little more than he does. Let's begin our reading tonight in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living being. Now we'll read in the next chapter a couple verses. Chapter 3, verse 17. And then to Adam he said, because you have heeded the voice of your wife and have eaten from the tree of which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for your sake. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Both thorns and thistles it shall bring forth to you, and you shall eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread, till you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you shall return. Now, in the New Testament, in John chapter 8, verse 2. Now early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them. Then the scribes and Pharisees brought to him a woman caught in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said to him, teacher, this woman was caught in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what do you say? This they said, testing him, that they might have something of which to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger, as though he did not hear. So when they continued asking him, he raised himself up and said to them, he who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. Then those who heard it, being convicted by their conscience, went out one by one, beginning with the oldest, even to the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had raised himself up and saw no one but the woman, he said to her, woman, where are those accusers of yours? Has no one condemned you? She said, no one, Lord. And Jesus said to her, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Until here, may the Lord bless his word. Now, this message isn't for older people just. It's for everyone here tonight. We started out reading of how God made man from the dust of the earth. The God of heaven could have used anything in his creation, but he chose dust from the dust of the ground. In Job it says, pinched off from a piece of clay. In other words, he formed clay and breathed into that clay the breath of life. And Ecclesiastes would tell us that he has put eternity into the souls of men. And my friend, tonight God made in you something that will last forever. It's not your body. Your body will die, but your soul will last forever. And the mighty God that made man out of the dust of the earth put in that man, in that body that he made something that would last forever. Your soul, your spirit. But then man in the very next chapter sins against his God. And God has to say to him, dust thou art. and unto dust you will return. My friend, this is just the body of the person that will return to dust. Inside, the spirit, the soul, will last forever. And we see this Creator who had given man one commandment, and man broke that one commandment, sinned against his God, disobeyed. That same Creator came, our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And while he was here on earth, this day that we read about, he was speaking to the people, he was teaching them. He had sat down and he was teaching them the Word of God. When some religious men, thinking they could trick him into saying something wrong, brought this woman. They had seen her in the act of adultery. It doesn't tell us whether they had caught the man or the man was one of them. We don't know. But they came in and we can see them bring her in into this big group of people. A woman embarrassed and throwing her down in front of him. They say to him, "What do you say? The law says that we should stone her." And my friend, the Bible tells us that this is the truth. The law of God condemned adultery. But my friend, the Bible also tells us that God condemns sin, whatever the sin may be. In the case of Adam, it was disobedience. In my case, it was lying. In your case, what is it? You know what it is. So this woman stands accused. And the Creator, God the Son, does not accuse her directly. He listens to her accusers, but meanwhile he is writing where? In the dust. My friend, the one that made man out of the dust, that day wrote on the dust. The Bible never tells us what it was. My friend, there is mention in the Bible of the dust of the earth. And this one who was teaching that day, there was a prophecy about him that said, "I know that my Redeemer lives, and he will stand one day upon the dust." Triumphant over the dust. But it also said of him, "My strength is dried up like a potsherd, like a piece of dried out clay, and my tongue clings to my jaws. Thou hast brought me into the dust of death." And my friend, this Creator, the Son of God, was brought into the dust of death. He knew death. Why? Because of this woman, and because of you, and because of me. Yes. That's why he came. That's why that day he wrote on the dust. He wrote, we don't know what, but we do know that why he came, and why he was brought into the dust of death. To pay the ransom for this woman and for you and for me. But these men were impatient. They said, "Teacher." They didn't say, "Lord." They didn't recognize him as the Lord of heaven. They just thought he was any teacher. And they wanted to be able to accuse him and to throw him out. That was their desire. But since they insisted, he rose up and said one word to them that should speak to your souls as well. He said, "He who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first." He challenged them. If there's one here without sin, let him be the first to throw the stone. And maybe if you've read this story, you think, oh, this woman, she was caught in adultery. She was an evil woman. But what about you? My friend, what about you? Remember the night that I realized my lying tongue was taking me directly to hell? Because I had sinned against the Holy God. But there is two options when you realize this. That you're a sinner. That you're dust. But the eternal part of you is going directly to an eternal torment that we've already heard of. My friend, when you realize this, you have two options. And these are the options these men had. They brought in this woman, accusing her and insisting that this teacher that they thought was just a teacher pass a judgment on her. And he said, "He who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first." What would you do? Are you without sin? Are you without sin? Those that were there, one by one, it says, beginning at the oldest, even to the last, to the younger one, left. No one stayed. They were all accused by their conscience. They all knew they had sinned against God, and in the light of the world, as he calls himself, I am the light of the world. They realized we have sinned as well. We cannot throw any stones. And they left. But what did the woman do? She could have left as well. But she decided to stay. Why? She knew this one who opens the conscience and cuts to the heart, he knows my sin. He's the only one that can throw a stone at me and be guiltless, because he is without sin. So the Lord Jesus raised himself up and he says to her, "Where are your accusers? Has no one condemned you?" And she said, "No one, Lord." She recognized something that none of the others ever admitted, that he is Lord, that he is God, that he is the only one that can take away sin. This man Job that we've mentioned, he said, "For I know that my Redeemer lives." My friend, this word Redeemer has a lot in it. Redeemer was the one who could pay the ultimate price, who could die for the purchase of the one he was dying for. And my friend, Job knew he lives. He will pay the ultimate price. He will die for me, but he will rise again. That's why he said, "My Redeemer lives." And my friend, tonight you have been died for. Someone has paid that price for you. And I believe this woman knew that too, because she said, "No one, Lord." And Jesus said to her, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." You would ask, but how is it possible to sin no more? My friend, there's only one way. There's only one way to live a life that pleases God. And it is only through accepting the Lord as your Savior. It is only through understanding I deserve to be in hell. But there's one that died for me. And I receive him. as my Savior, as my Redeemer, who died and rose again. This man, Job, he knew that he was going to die. He said, after my skin is destroyed, this I know, in my flesh I shall see God. He knew there was a certain resurrection. And my friend, just as there is a certain death because of our sin, there doesn't have to be a certain punishment, because Jesus paid it all, just as we have heard already this evening. But the one who trusts in Jesus completely, in the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who paid for him, for me, when we put our trust completely in him, what happens? We have the assurance from him, neither do I condemn you. Neither do I condemn you. Why? How is it possible that the Son of God, the righteous Son of God, will not condemn a person? Why? Because he already paid for them on the cross. He already paid everything. All the debt was paid. And that's how I know I am forgiven. Because he is the just and the justifier, the one who erases the debt. That's why he could say to this woman, neither do I condemn you. Because he knew, I will pay for her. What about you tonight? Will you trust this one? Will you put your trust completely in this one who does not want to condemn you, who paid the ultimate price to redeem your soul from hell, who was humbled to dust, but today stands triumphant to save? And my friend, the Word of God tells us too that he can save to the uttermost, forever, perpetually, continuously. Them who come to God through him, come to him tonight, and he will save you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you in our Lord Jesus' name. We pray for the little ones here that they would understand there is one who paid the price for them, that the older ones as well, that thou would save each one that is not saved, that thou would reassure the ones that are doubting. And Father, if there are any here that are thine and are not living for thy glory, that they would come to the Savior once again and see how much he paid, how much he loves them, and would walk again with him. We pray this and we give thee thanks in our Lord Jesus' name.